Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 19, Johannesburg 18, Mbombela 21. Die leier van Rise Mzansi, Songhetsuwi Zibi, beklem toen die noodzakelijkheid om die nalatenskap van die Soweto opstand van 16 juni 1976 te eerbiedig. Dit deur die jeug wat teen apartheidse onderwysbeleid opgestaan het, te loof. Die woordvoerder van Rise Mzansi sê Zibi doen 'n beroep om te veg teen misdaad, korrupsie en honger.
The national leader will be joined by Rise Mzansi members for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Hector Peterson Memorial, where he will reflect on the importance of preserving the meaning of 16 June 1976 Day and how the work of building a safe, prosperous, equal and united South Africa must continue.
Die politieke ontleder Bheki Mgomozulu sê die regering van nasionale eenheid het 'n identiteitskrisis. Hy sê aan SABC News die koalisie se dienslewering is stadig met swak samehorigheid tussen ministers. Volgens hom bedreig die swak grondslag die koalisie se stabiliteit en nasionale vooruitgang.
The ANC would behave as though it is still the governing party and the DA behaves as though it is still the opposition party, which is not the case. All 10 political parties are part of the coalition. You see some ministers behaving as though they are representing their own political parties. Whatever you are not doing it for the party, but for the country.
Die Gautengse Departement van Gesondheid prioritiseer die herstel van kritieke infrastruktuur in hospitale wat deur die winter onder druk verkeer. Departementele woordvoerder Matalitala Madiba sê 100 miljoen rand is toegeken om noodsaaklike toerusting te herstel en in stand te hou. Hy sê planne is in plek om ononderbroke pasiëntesorg te verseker.
The reality is that we are facing critical equipment that has aged and part of the problem is due to not having been serviced appropriately for a long time. The department has now capacitated our own internal infrastructure unit so that it has the ability to implement the maintenance program in-house.
En Israëlse nasionale lugredery het weens die voortsleepende konflik tussen Israel en Iran alle vlugte tot ten minste die 19 Junie opgeskort. Die lugdiens het vroeër alle vlugte tot 17 Junie gekanselleer met die land se lugruim wat steeds gesluit is. Intussen die Nasionale Veiligheidsraad van Israel gewaarsku teen reise na Egipte en Jordanië, al is die twee lande se grense oop. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is die Mjopinara top story. This hour, Rise Mzansi calls for continued change amid Youth Day commemoration.
Happy Youth Day! Here we are. What are we doing here? Well, we're in for Martin, and who are you in for? You're in for Gerda.
Yes.
Yes, Emil is here, Alex is here in for Martin, and Colloc is those sporties. And geen verkeer volgend. There's no traffic. I saw traffic on the roads this morning. What was that? What was that? Where were you going? Oliver. Listen, as you're up and out and about, thanks for hanging out with us today. The Fong Breakfast, but we've got the real deal competitions coming up. Yeah, nothing dropped for this show, baby. Obviously, the big one. No. What's a better adjective than big? Enorme. Monstrous. Vast. It is Lotto Stars Fortune Frenzy, the start of week two. And I got to tell you, today we start playing Money Grab. A potential quarter of a million rand will be spelabiki later coming up in this hour. So if you've registered, you know the deal. All you have to do is answer your phone when we call you. Now, I know that's not so easy on a public holiday. Because my first reaction, if the phone's like laying, I'm just going to switch it off. Don't switch it off if you've registered. You could be winning $2,500 this morning just for answering your phone. Lotto Stars Fortune Frenzy. You've also got a McDonald's compo coming up a little bit later on. And it is the Checkers XXL Jackpot Savings Competition. That's coming up in the next hour. Ooh, that's going to be a whole bunch of fun.